सवाल किए जाओ. वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो. आई एम योर होस्ट विद्या, हियर विद थ्री स्टूडेंट्स. व्हाई एम आई सेइंग स्टूडेंट्स? थ्री पार्टिसिपेंट्स इन आवर वेरी वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट एपिसोड. यू नो व्हाई इट्स इम्पोर्टेंट? बिकॉज टुडे इज द 52nd एपिसोड. आई एम गोना आस्क दी स्मार्ट किड्स इन द स्टूडियो व्हाई दैट्स इम्पोर्टेंट. व्हाट डज 52 वीक्स, व्हाट डू 52 वीक्स डिनोट? You have to speak into the mic.
It's 1 year.
The mics are not on. And now again.
It's 1 year and 52 weeks.
1 year, 52 weeks. What does that mean? We've completed 1 year of the show today. Woohoo! All right. That's one whole year of no repeats. So I'm really, really proud about that. And very proud of the fact that we had contestants every week to come in and participate on the show. I think they've been incredibly brave to do that. And of course, we could not have done this without the support of our listeners. So thank you, listeners. Let's give all our listeners a big round of applause. All right. So 1 year of the Safari Quiz Show. Are we going to come back for another year? I hope so. And to make that possible, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com, and let us know what you think of the show. We've completed a year. We'd like to do this for many more years running, but we can't do that unless we hear from you and hear from you about how we can improve, what we've been doing right, what we've been doing wrong. So I hope you'll all write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. The kids in the show today have been here before a long time ago, so they know the rules and we've practiced before. So I'm going to skip that and just let the listeners at home know that you just need to call in at 510-770-1550 when it's time for the listener questions. Okay, so before we tell you the name of our sponsors who have made it possible for us to give really good prizes to our contestants, I want to mention two things. The first is the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. So parents, please go and like the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. Every week when we announce the categories, we also put up a question there for parents and kids to play with. And someday we'll try and make that a prize question. But right now, do go over to the Safari Quiz Show page on Facebook and like it. If you like the show, you should like our page. Second thing, we're soon coming out with our first annual event, the Safari Mastermind. We're going to be crowning a mastermind. And here's a little kicker. For all the kids who have won shows in the past, entry is free, of course, but automatic. So they will not have to take the prelim tests to participate in this because they've already come on the show, and that's a pretty brave thing for them to do. So they will be. So if you're a past winner of the show, please do register. We'll give you all the details. In the meantime, the email to write to us if you're interested in participating is safarimastermind@gmail.com. safarimastermind@gmail.com. So do write to us and let us know if you're interested in participating. The contest will be sometime at the end of March and the beginning of April. Details we'll put up soon on the website, very, very, very soon. But if you write to us at Safari Mastermind, we'll make sure that we send the link to you as soon as it's up on the website, safarikidca.com. Okay, so now a note about our sponsors, without whom the show would not be possible. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. He's a well-known CPA firm in Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale, and Pleasanton. He handles accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC, partnership, tax preparation, and individual tax preparation. And as we get closer to April, this number becomes really important, so please note it down. 510-825-7563, 510-825-7563, or visit sanjeevcpa.com, that's sanjeevcpa.com. And if you mention the Safari Quiz Show, you instantly get a 10% discount. That's awesome. Okay, so don't delay, don't dawdle. If you're in need of tax services, Sanjeev Gupta CPA is the person for you. Prizes are also sponsored by Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice located conveniently in the Ardenwood area of Fremont. Dr. Milu has over 10 years of experience and is great with kids. They accept a variety of insurance and give discounts to cash patients. They're also open on Saturdays. Contact them at 510-505-0123, 505-0123, or visit smilezonefamilydental.com. Okay, today's contestants. Let's meet our contestants today. Our first contestant is Abhishek. Welcome back to the show, Abhishek.
Yeah, thanks.
So, Abhishek, tell us what you did over the Christmas holidays.
Went to Reno and went skiing.
Did you gamble?
No.
You went skiing in where? At Tahoe?
Yeah.
Which resort was it?
Soda Springs, and I also went to... what was it? Mount Rose.
Mount Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what slope do you ski on?
Mostly beginner.
Mostly beginner?
Yeah.
You're hoping to graduate to?
Yeah.
Some other soon? Yeah, cool. All right. Our next contestant is Siddharth. Welcome to the show, Siddharth.
Hi.
So, Siddharth, what did you do over
the
holidays?
We went on a cruise to Mexico one
week. Nice. So, which was your most favorite stop on the cruise?
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta. And what did you do? Did you get to do scuba, snorkel?
We actually did snorkeling and we did ziplining.
All right. Wow. So what cool fish did you see when you snorkeled?
We saw all kinds of fish and there was like this shiny blue fish which was nice.
Yeah? Did you find out the name of the fish?
Nope.
No? You just had fun with it?
Yeah.
Cool. And his twin sister Meghna is also in the studio with us today. Welcome to the show, Meghna.
Thank you.
So you tell me, what was your favorite part about the cruise?
I liked ziplining and also snorkeling, and we also went on ATVs.
So nice. So could you drive it yourself or you had to like piggyback with parents?
Piggyback with parents.
Yeah, so were you sitting in front or behind?
Front.
That's
actually
nice.
Back, because there was like one front and one back, so.
Oh, okay. So that was fun?
Yeah.
So over sand or over rocky stuff?
All kinds of things, and we got to see the oceans and all
that. Nice. So along the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would have been a fun trip. Where did the cruise take off from?
Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. I should look into that. That sounds really interesting,
it's
right?
Carnival Miracle.
Yeah. So, Carnival Miracle. Well, there you go. Cool. All right. Are you ready for our show today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our first category is Greek mythology. Now, this is a very, very popular category with kids. They keep asking me, whenever I ask the kids in the studio, what category would you like? They always say Greek mythology. So, here I am to see whether they're living up to their interest.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Son of Zeus and Leto. He's the god of music. And that is
Apollo?
That is correct. Very good. I didn't even have to say he harnesses his chariot with four horses and drives the sun across the sky. 10 points to Siddharth. Very good. Question number two. Ruling Titan, whose children were the first Olympians?
Gaia.
That is not correct. I'm asking. Okay. He's close though. Question passes to Meghna.
Pass.
Question.
Pass.
The answer is Kronos. But he is the ruler. No, but he is the father of the Olympians. Ruling Titan. That's right. That's what I said. Ruling Titan, who's the father, whose children were the first Olympians. Question number three. He is the god of flocks and shepherds. He's mostly human in appearance, but with goat horns and goat feet.
Seder.
That is not correct. Minus five. He is an excellent musician and plays the pipes. Question passes to Meghna.
Pass.
Passes to Abhishek. Pan. 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 Question number four.
Yeah.
Listen to the whole question. He led the Titans in battle. As a result, he was singled out by Zeus for a special punishment and made to hold up the world on his back.
Atlas.
Atlas is right. 10 points to Siddharth. Question number six. Goddess of corn, grain, and the harvest. Mother of Persephone. Goddess of corn, grain, and the harvest. Mother of Persephone. Demeter. Question number seven. Supreme goddess. Goddess of marriage and childbirth.
Hera.
That is correct. 10 points. You knew that one, Meghna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
buzz in quickly. Question number eight. Sky god and first...
Zeus.
No, that is not correct. Minus five. Ruler, he is the son of Gaia, also the name of a planet of the sun. Question passes to Meghna.
Pass.
Abhishek, you want to take a chance?
Neptune.
Very good guess, but not correct. Minus five for Abhishek. It is Uranus.
Oh.
Uranus. Question number nine. Lord of the Sea.
Poseidon
is right. That was an easy one. And that's one everybody knows thanks to the Rick Riordan books.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 10. He is the fastest of the gods. He wears winged sandals.
Hermes.
Hermes is right. 10 points. Very good. I think Siddharth was the most comfortable in this round. Abhishek, no idea Greek mythology? That was a difficult category. Okay, I'm sure it's still anybody's game, but before we see how the kids in the studio are doing, we are going to go to our listeners. So our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Category still Greek mythology. Kids, no blurting out the answer if you know this one, okay? Daughter of Zeus. She sprang full grown in armor from his forehead, thus has no mother. She is fierce and brave in battle. Daughter of Zeus. She sprang full grown in armor from his forehead, thus has no mother. She is fierce and brave in battle. The kids in the studio are going crazy because they know the answer but can't say it. Hi, you're on the air. We have our first caller.
Hi, this is Sabina and the answer is Athena.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Juhi and the answer is Athena.
Juhi?
Wisdom. Yes.
Juhi. Thank you, Juhi.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Amy and the answer is Athena.
Thank you, Amy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Athena.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is Athena.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Athena.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Anish.
Anish? Yes, Anish.
My answer is Athena, goddess of wisdom.
Thank you, Anish. I almost said thank you, Athena there. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Premati and the answer is Athena.
Can I have the spelling of your name?
A-T-H-E-N-A.
And spelling of your name?
P-R-A-M-I-T-I.
Praniti, very nice name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly and my answer is Athena.
Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchina Haliya and the answer is Athena.
Thank you, Sinchina. And Sinchina was the last caller on this round. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won and Meghna will pick that winner. And we'll...
Furry Quiz Show!
Jeeja!
Sawal Kiyeja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Abhishek, Siddharth and Meghna. And we just finished a Greek mythology round and then discovered that I had only asked 9 questions and not 10. So here is the 10th question.
Aphrodite.
That isn't the question. So I have a new question for you today. All right, are you ready for the 10th question? The Greek god whose Roman counterpart is Mars.
Aries
is right. So that gets that 10 points too. And before we see how the kids in the studio are doing, let's see who won our first listener question. It was picked by Meghna. The answer was indeed Athena. We were talking about the daughter of Zeus. And Meghna, who's the winner?
So the winner of the first listener question is Sinchina.
Sinchina, you win again. All right. You know what to do. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com is our email. Please write to us with a question, answer, your name and grade. All right. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. This was, I think, a very one-sided round. Lucky we have 2 more rounds. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
0.
-5.
Oh, yeah.
-5. What about you, Siddharth?
45.
Meghna?
0.
Okay, so this was entirely dominated by Siddharth, who has figured out how to buzz in quickly. So before we start our next round, we are going to do a quick buzzer check. So Abhishek, how about you buzz? Working? So that's working and Meghna is working too. Everybody's working, no excuse. It's just a question of really buzzing in quickly. So the our second category for today is opposites. Abhishek, there is a lot of noise if you move it. The listeners at home are going to hear a lot of disruption. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So here's our first opposite. So I'm going to give you the word and you have to give me the opposite. First word. Accept.
Deny.
Okay, I'll accept it. I would have accepted reject and decline as well. Question number 2. Ancient.
Modern.
Very good. 20 points to 10 points to... He gets 5 for the first one. You guys,
yes.
15. So it's a total of it. Very good. Question number 3. Brave.
Scared.
Not correct. -5. And question passes to Meghna.
Pass.
Abhishek.
Inconfident.
No.
I got scared.
Cowardly. Brave. Cowardly. No. You have to give me the exact opposite.
Oh.
Question number 4. Guilty.
Confident.
Not correct. Minus 5 from him. Question passes to...
Pass.
Guilty.
Pass.
Come on, you guys. The prisoner is guilty. The prisoner is innocent. Innocent. Innocent or guilty. Question number 5. Fresh like bread. Fresh. Fresh.
Expired.
Not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Meghna. Passes to Meghna. I have... This bread is fresh. This bread is...
Old.
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Stale. This bread is stale. Question number 6. Horizontal.
Vertical.
Vertical. 10 points. Very good. Question number 7. Transparent.
Opaque.
Opaque. Very good. Perfect. 10 points. Question number 8. Arrival.
Departure.
Departure. Very, very good. Question number 9. Miser. Miser.
Poor.
No. Who is a miser? Miser is a person who doesn't like to spend money. Question passes to Meghna. Miser.
Pass.
Spendthrift. A spendthrift. If you're a spendthrift is a person who spends too much. Question number 10. Optimist. I am an optimist. That means an optimist is a person who always believes the best thing will happen. Optimist. Mm-hmm. Pessimist. Pessimist. All right. So that challenged the kids too. It's a good category, that means. Otherwise, we're just zipping through them like... I hope the kids in at home listening had fun with that. And here's time for their question. 510-770-1550. Our second listener second category is opposites. And you have to give me the opposite for the word permanent. Permanent. Opposite of permanent. And kids, don't whisper because the kids in the at home can hear you. 510-770-1550. We have a call. All right. Here we go.
Hi, this is Sabina. And the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Asish.
Asish, okay.
Yeah, and the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Asish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy, and the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Amy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is temporarily.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead.
My name is Arjun from San Francisco, and the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Arjun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly, and the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish, and I think the answer is temporary.
Thank you, Anish, and Anish was our last caller for our second question. Don't worry if you're still trying to get through. We have one more listener question coming up at the end of our third category. So let's take a break now. When we come back, this was a much evener round, so I think our points in the studio are pretty close to each other, and we'll also find out who won our second listener question, and that one will be picked by Siddharth this time. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Wow, that was a nice rousing cheer. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've already done two categories so far and we're getting ready for our third. But before that, let's see who the listener winner of the second question was. And this time it was picked by Siddharth. The question was in the category opposites. We had asked what is the opposite of permanent. And the answer was indeed temporary. And from all the correct answers, Siddharth has picked a winner. Siddharth, who is the winner?
Okay, so the winner for the second listener question is Bubbly.
Bubbly, all right. Woohoo! Bubbly, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's our email, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Make sure you mention the question and the answer. And please give us some way to contact you, preferably a phone number where we can reach you. So that was Bubbly, and let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
25.
What about you, Siddharth?
I have 30.
And?
10.
All right, so this is really close. Anybody's game at this point. Opposites, amazingly enough, was a category that stymied our sixth graders. vocabulary. Okay. So this category is Hello in World Languages. Hello in World Languages. Now, many countries say hello. Many of them say good day. So in all those... and they have a cheat sheet given to them by Michael. Michael, are you serious? Okay, if you got all your answers off the cheat sheet, let's see how well you do.
No, this is just
this
yes.
is yes.
So this could be hello or good day in different languages. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the word itself, and you have to tell me either the language or the country or the place, whichever it belongs to. Okay. So long as you identify it. First one. Bonjour.
France.
France. Very good. It means good day. Bon, good, jour, day. Good day. Question number two. Hola.
Spanish.
Spanish. Very good. Question number three. Aloha.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Question number four. Assalamu alaikum.
Saudi Arabia.
Very good. Arabic. I would have accepted Arabic too. Question number five. Ni hao.
China.
China is good. Question number six. Namaste.
Hindi.
Hindi. So. Hindi, India. Many countries use namaste, by the way, but Hindi is certainly acceptable. Question number seven. Privet.
Russia.
Russia. Very good. Question number eight. Ciao.
Dutch.
No. Minus five. Question passes to Meghna.
Italian.
Italian. Ciao. Question number nine. Guten Tag.
Germany.
Germany. Very good. Good day. Guten Tag. Question number ten. Sawadika. Or Sawadikrap. Sawadika. Or Sawadika.
Swahili.
No, not correct. Sawadika. Sawadikrap. If you're a girl, you say Sawadika. If you're a boy, you say Sawadikrap. It's a place where you, okay, this is open to everybody since I'm giving an additional clue. You're invited to buzz in too in case you don't know this, because I'm going to give an extra clue on this. Where do you get Tom Yum soup? Tom Kha soup? Tom Yum soup?
Thailand.
Thailand. Very good. 10 points. All right. So that was everybody knew that. That's great. So how did you guys know? Did you prepare, or is this something you learn in school?
Something we learn in school.
Yeah?
I guess.
Oh, you guess. Very good.
In Thailand, I was actually thinking Vietnam.
Close enough. All right, we've come to the end of our really fast Hello in World Languages round. This proved to be not challenging at all. But now it's time for a listener question. 510-770-1550. Kids, no talking about your points, because we are going to announce it at the end of the show. So, shush. And here's our listener question for Hello in World Languages. I'm going to give you the hello. You have to name me the place, language or country. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. 510, okay, we already have a caller.
Caller.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Mm-mm. Hello?
Yes.
This is Sabina, and the answer is Jan.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Japan.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Japan.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is either Japan or Japanese.
Okay, thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Japan.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Juhi, and the answer is Japan.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Somi, and the answer is Japanese.
Hi, Somi. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy, and the answer is Japan.
Thank you, Amy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, the answer is Japanese.
And who is this?
Ankita.
Ankita, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Thank you. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Trisha and I think the answer is Japan.
Thank you, Trisha. Trisha is also a new caller. Welcome to the show. And Trisha was our last caller for this listener question. Next week is going to be all listener questions. So if you're still trying to reach us and couldn't reach us, please do tune in next week because we'll just have listener questions and no one in the studio but me and Michael. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question and as well as see how the kids in the studio have been doing after this very exciting and quick Hello in World Languages round. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja. Quiz Show!
Jiyeja! Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've come to the end of our episode for today. First, let's see who won our third listener question. The question was, hello in different world languages, and which one was konnichiwa, and the answer was Japan or Japanese. And Abhishek picked the winner this time. So Abhishek, tell us who won the third listener question.
The winner was Juhi.
Juhi, all right. Juhi, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question, answer, and please give us your contact address and phone number as well. And safariquizshow@gmail.com is also the email to write to us if you want to participate on the radio show, because we're going to have radio shows ongoing after our next listener special next week. After that, in February, we will be having multiple shows with contestants in the studio. So if you want to participate, safariquizshow@gmail.com. The other email to remember, very important, is safarimastermind@gmail.com. safarimastermind@gmail.com. And that's the place to write to us if you're interested in participating in our live event. That's not on radio. That's just on an offline show that will be brick and mortar show that will be held. The details are still a little sketchy, but it's going to be towards the end of March, beginning of April. And at the end of the 2-day proceedings, we will crown our very first Safari Mastermind. So do write to us at safarimastermind@gmail.com. safarimastermind@gmail.com. Okay, so let's see who won today. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 points.
70 points. Abhishek has 70. What about you, Siddharth?
I have 45.
Siddharth has 45. Meghna, how about you?
35.
All right. Everybody did great and congratulations to Abhishek, who's our winner today. Abhishek, you automatically will become a participant on our show without going through the prelims. So please do let me know if you're interested in participating, and you also have to write to us at safarimastermind@gmail.com. And that's it for our show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.